Hello, and thanks for joining in on today's daily devotion. Today is Sunday, December 27th, the first day of the Hebraic week. Our verse today is Psalms 101, verse 3. I will set before my eyes no vile thing. The deeds of faithless men I hate. They will not cling to me. Wow, what a verse. Before we go any further, let's remember that this was written by David, the one noted as a man after God's own heart. I will set before my eyes no vile thing. The Hebrew word for vile here has several definitions and can also be interpreted as wicked, worthless, or even good for nothing. The bottom line is that David, the man after God's heart, did not want to set anything before him that was displeasing to Yahweh. So, the question is, do we set anything before us that is displeasing to the Father? Think about it for a minute. Examine what you may watch on TV or in the movies. Is there anything in these that you put before you that is displeasing to Yahweh? Is there anything in them that glorifies the very things that Yahweh forbids? Would that not be equal to setting something that is vile before us? This can be a difficult topic for many, but we have to be honest with ourselves. Trust me when I say that I know it's not always easy. But does that really matter? If Yahweh will forbid something in the Scriptures, what makes us believe it will be okay to watch it in the form of entertainment? It was just recently that my family and I began re-examining different things in our life, and we did a major clean-out. Have you ever done that before? Take the Scriptures in one hand and put your entertainment in the other. Start examining things to the Scriptures. Remember, it's the Scriptures that we will be judged by. The rest of our verse says, "The deeds of faithless men I hate. They will not cling to me." As I said, this can be a difficult topic for many. When most hear this verse and subject brought up, they are quick to defend their actions through various rationale, all the while not realizing that the deeds of faithless men could be clinging on to them. So, where do you stand on this subject? Let this be a focus in your time of meditation throughout the day. Until tomorrow, Shalom.